I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:04 and it's Friday. I don't know if we've even talked about Friday yet. Because Fridays are weird now. But this is it. Like, let's make this like resolution Friday. Like, I am resolved after I had a tough day yesterday, boohoo for me, where I'm going to make a real effort to get a routine going again. I feel like I'm out of control and all over the place here. And so today, you know, I love my Fridays. So I'm going to focus that my Friday energy on making next.
Drinking.
So, well, first I'm going to do my resolutions, and then I'm going to be all like, I made resolutions. It's going to be awesome. We're having a virtual cocktail party tonight.
Fun.
Yeah.
I think on
Zoom, on one of the things. We did it last weekend, too. We all got on Zoom. And although I have to say, I actually think our FaceTime is there a trick to getting extra people on the? I've never done a multi-person.
A lot of people on the line, but actually, I was trying to get a hold of you and Vin today for a Messenger. I like Messenger more than FaceTime, so I'd prefer that. And we'll get
that's a Facebook
that thing.
Yeah,
it's a Facebook thing.
So I have to download that app. Dave, walk me through it. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, listen, hashtag stay connected. If you're posting to social media or whatever, something that you want us to see, use hashtag stay connected. We're looking at that, and we're adding that to our own social media. Show us how you're practicing your social distancing. And also, listenerradio.com. We're on there, and anywhere you go, when you're isolated, we're there with you. And all our podcasts are on there as well. So plenty of Sarah and Vinny for you. Hooray. I'm going to start with an email.
All right.
This is another thing that Bryn forwarded to me, and I think it's so sweet. He actually titled, "This makes me so happy to read." This is from the guy we had on yesterday at 8 o'clock. Eric, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Eric from makernexus.org. He wrote, "Thank you so much for highlighting our efforts this morning. The influx of support was immediate. And we'll be able to step up making these." They're making face shields. It's not digital printing, is it?
3D printing.
3D printing. Thank you. And we're going to be able to step up making these for hospitals. We delivered our first masks last night. And this morning, the nurses were almost in tears. It's amazing how much people are willing to pitch in and help out. We have 500 more going out tomorrow to the Valley Medical Center Foundation. And the support from your listeners this morning will provide, last I checked, about 400 more face shields to local medical professionals. Thank you. I'll forward some of the letters of appreciation we've gotten from the nurses and doctors we're working with. As tragic as it is that this need exists, it's amazing to see so many people stepping up to help fill it. And that's from Eric, who is from makernexus.org. They are 3D printing full face shields, and they're expensive. They take a certain amount of raw material to feed into the printer and to print these things out. If you want to help, they're taking donations on this. And it's nice to hear that I knew they would. Alice family, you guys are always there when we need you.
This is a different type of mask than the N95s, but super useful. I know a friend of mine that works in the medical field was given a mask and told one mask. One regular little face mask and told, make it last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yep.
And that is something they'd usually use. I think they go through them more than one a day.
Yeah,
normally.
No, they're like a single use once they've been exposed. I mean, I don't know how you'd clean the thing and to have to put it back on over and over. There's a real need. So anyway, I just wanted to read Eric's email, Bryn@RadioAlice.com, Bryn@RadioAlice.com. A lot of people are contacting him. A lot of people just having, you know, it's sometimes it's nice just to write it down and send it off. Steph Curry, the Warriors
is
player,
awesome.
He is awesome, especially when he's healthy. He did a Q&A that's everywhere. He did it with this guy, Anthony Fauci.
Can y'all hear me? Dr. Fauci.
Fauci.
Fauci's the main man.
He is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's an advisor to President Trump.
Yeah.
And Steph spent about 28 minutes, you know, asking him common questions that we all have. And he posted the whole conversation on social media. So it's been, you've probably seen the link shared and maybe you've listened to it. I pulled a couple highlights from it, but Bryn, was there something specific that we wanted to get on the air there?
I just grabbed the end of it if you wanted to hear that, but I'll do that after you
okay,
read
so,
all the good questions that Steph asked.
I know, really good questions. Is it really more serious than the flu, the coronavirus? Fauci said, it's 10 times worse than the flu, both because it's very, very much more transmissible and because of its significantly more serious death rate. What is the deal with the lack of testing? And the doctor says that's been the real issue. Several weeks ago, we were not in a place we wanted to be. Right now, there are literally hundreds of thousands of tests out there, mostly because we got the private sector involved. So it sounds like he's saying it's a lot easier now to get a test than it was a couple of weeks ago. Although still, I've heard from people who are saying I am sick and I've talked to my doctor 5 times and they still haven't said, go get the test. Can you get COVID-19 a second time? We talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor said to Steph Curry, we haven't done the specific testing to determine that, but if it acts like every virus similar to it, the chances are overwhelming that if you get infected and recover from the infection, that you are not going to get infected with the same virus, which is great news to hear. It's, again, not definitive, but there's someone who's an expert in this with, I think, encouraging words. What about the vaccination, Fauci said?
Let me mention this
real
quick.
Go ahead.
One of the things about that that's interesting for this virus in particular is they say it's not mutating quickly. So there's more detailed information than I care to spout through this microphone at this moment. But the good news is, they say that it's had a relatively small number of mutations for having passed through a large number of people as it's basically encircled the globe.
Because the flu mutates more than that normally?
The flu mutates rapidly enough that we need a different flu shot every year.
Mm-hmm.
So the good or encouraging news is it might take just one, we hope, fingers crossed, that it will take just one vaccine to beat it. Not a new one every year like we do for the flu.
Right.
So that's early info jumping off of what that last question
asked about whether we can get it again.
Right. It'll keep us from getting it again as well if it's not mutating and coming at us from a different direction.
And then he asked about the vaccine. Fauci explained why it would take 12 to 18 months for a vaccine. So it won't be useful now during this first wave, but it will be an immense help when the virus comes back around, possibly next year. And so you might go, it's coming back. And the doctor said, I think it's going to cycle back for another season. This virus is very, very transmissible, and we're seeing it throughout the world. I cannot imagine that it's just going to disappear. He also said, though, if we do this right, we'll be able to stamp it out when it resurfaces. We'll immediately be able to identify, isolate, and contact trace. Backwards, you know, when they take the person who's infected mm-hmm. and decide who they've been in contact with. If you do that effectively, you contain it at a very low level. And here's just a little bit of this Dr. Fauci talking.
You know, I think you brought it up in one of the questions that you asked me. This dichotomy between people who are being frightened to death of it versus people who don't even believe it and think it's something trivial that you don't have to worry about. I'd like to get the people in the country to realize that we are dealing with a serious problem. It's something that we've modified our lives. It's not convenient to lock yourself in. It's not convenient to not do the kinds of things. It's not convenient for you not to be playing basketball. But we're going through a period of time now where we've got to, as a country, pull together. Don't get frightened. Don't get intimidated. Use the energy to be able to confront it and do the kinds of things that'll put an end to it. Either the world is going to end or we don't want to do anything. It isn't that. It's somewhere in the middle.
All right. There's that just an excerpt from the Steph Curry interview with Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And if you want to listen to the whole thing, it's about a half an hour, and it's everywhere, easily found on social media. It's being shared everywhere and beyond. Celebrities who are out there doing good stuff. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo thanked Rihanna for helping out by donating personal protective equipment. And she previously donated $5 million to various organizations on the front lines in the U.S., the Caribbean, and Africa. Bruno Mars is pledging $1 million specifically to help MGM. He has been performing at the Park Theater at Park MGM in Las Vegas since 2016. And, you know, as in all various sectors, these are people who don't have work right now. And he's pledged $1 million to employees who've been affected there by COVID-19. Ralph Lauren is donating $10 million toward coronavirus relief efforts. Gloria Estefan and her husband Emilio, they own some restaurants and hotels in Florida. Their employees, a lot of them, are out of work. So they're trying to get 300 of them temporary gigs at CVS. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is giving $5 million to Louisiana for coronavirus relief.
Yeah, for some reason... in New Orleans, well, not for some reason, they're saying it's probably from Mardi Gras, but they say they're seeing a spike,
right?
And they don't even know that they've peaked yet.
Well, and is Louisiana on lockdown? I want to say I heard that they were, but even after we were.
Oh, probably. Well, we went in early based on the United States. I don't even think did we go in before New York did?
I don't know. I thought it seemed like it was around the same time.
Hard to keep up, but either way, I don't know what their status is, but I know they're being hard hit. So that money he's donating specifically to Louisiana is gonna help.
Roger Federer, the tennis player, is donating $1 million to families affected by coronavirus in Switzerland. That's where he's from. And our own G-Eazy, yay area. He's providing meals to local at-risk youths in San Francisco for the next month. So there's just a few nice things that are happening. No sports. Starting tonight, ESPN will air sports movies on Friday night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Disney sports movies, of course. Tonight's selection is The Rookie. I don't believe I've ever seen The Rookie.
Baseball season, I believe, was supposed to start yesterday. And so no home openers, no baseball. So
no baseball.
One of the things that many of the channels are doing is showing old stuff. And it's good. It's you know, you can watch old basketball games or old baseball games, and it'll at least give you something.
Well, they're probably exciting games, right?
Yeah,
they're not
of
just
course.
Grabbing random games.
No, of course. Yeah.
Well, it's I was reading the thing about, of course, they just want to postpone the start of the season. So they're talking about playing a shorter season or playing the full. If they can get it back up, they'll play it longer. But then the World Series would be over Christmas.
Oh, well, you know what? This the guy that you just had on that was on with Steph.
Oh, right.
Dr. Fauci. Yeah. Or Fauci or whatever, however you pronounce that.
Yeah,
he was saying this was a quote from him. And now I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but he was saying, stop trying to timeline this thing. This virus will run on its own timeline, and there is no possibility that we're going to be able to say back to work by Easter or back to work by next Friday.
Virus is, bitch.
Today is, for us anyway, this is the end of week two. So home day broadcast. 10,
day 10 of the home broadcast.
Yeah, home shows. So it's looking like right now we're doing home shows until someone says otherwise.
Yeah, and even then, I mean, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis. Some people are going to be afraid to go back out into the world. I mean, this is that's the saddest thing about the whole thing, how this is going to change us all. If you care about WrestleMania, they've been dealt another crushing blow. Roman Reigns, he's one of the top WWE superstars. He's off the card. They've been taping this. WrestleMania won't be live. They started taping matches, and they were scheduled to finish up last night. But this guy, he's immunocompromised. He's had a battle with leukemia, and he was asked to skip the show, or he asked to, and the WWE said, yeah, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
Right. No, get in there. Mariska Hargitay and Ice-T paid tribute to a 45-year-old SVU crew member who died from coronavirus. So that's out there. It's hard to hear about a 45-year-old getting it in passing. There is a this guy, Keith Middlebrook is his name. He's an actor. It's small time. Like, I didn't recognize him. He's been arrested for falsely peddling a coronavirus cure. He was trying to hook investors by telling them that Magic Johnson was on board. Magic Johnson is not on board with this. And rapper Scarface, is anyone familiar with Scarface? He's positive for coronavirus.
I don't know him either, no.
I feel like I've heard the name, but maybe just because I've heard of the movie Scarface. I don't know this guy. Mm. Anyway, he's a rapper who's got it. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I'm just going to read you this, but I feel like this was their plan all along. They fled Canada. And,
what?
Yeah.
That's their home.
Uh-huh. No, it isn't. Turns out their home's in L.A. They're saying here, we fled coronavirus in Canada. We'll be setting up a permanent home in California. They snuck out. They took a private jet to L.A. They have the 10-month-old baby, Archie. And they took a secret flight to the L.A. area, leaving their place on Vancouver Island after... this is after Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, who was it his wife who has the coronavirus?
I think so.
I haven't heard that he's got it, but he announced the country's borders were closed as of last week. And they went, oh, well, we're just going to visit our private jet. No, nothing to see here. And they got the hell out of there. They are setting up a house near Hollywood. They apparently had looked at some homes in the Beverly Hills area. They're saying this move was planned for some time. They realized Canada would not work out for various reasons, and they wanted to be based in the L.A. area. They have a big support network there. You know, she's an actress. Mm-hmm. And it's where their new team of Hollywood agents and PR and business managers are based. She's got tons of friends there. Her mom lives there. It's been rumored that they were looking at a future in the L.A. area because that's where she grew up. Her mom, Doria Ragland, lives there. They've got a new foundation. They've got talent managers there. Lots of powerful friends that live nearby. They're friends with Oprah. And I guess that James Corden is a Brit.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen his late night show, he's a close friend of Harry's, apparently.
Okay.
So they want to be near all their friends.
You know, one of the weirdest things that you've reported, in my opinion, recently was, and I get it, plenty of business happens on the golf course and at dinner tables and weirdly in hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
What's that sicko's name?
Harvey Weinstein.
Anyway.
Is that business?
Hmm. Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying, so I understand that not everything happens in, an office place. And yet, seeing Prince Harry, I forget who he was hitting up for voiceover work for his wife on a red carpet.
The CEO of Disney.
By the way, she got the gig, and that's coming out.
So there it is. It's so weird. Watching him, look, I get that you don't have to be your wife or your partner's biggest fan in every possible way. But for the most part, yes, of course you want to cheer on your partner and encourage them and help them in any way you can. But I felt uncomfortable watching him hit that guy up on the red carpet.
Like, dude, I'm here. I'm just standing here. Can we do this somewhere else?
And now you're telling me she got the gig.
Disney pushed forward with the release of a documentary to help Elephants Without Borders. Megan did the voiceover. They are saying... I'm not seeing... Can you see if you can see the release date on that? But yeah, she got that gig. She asked for the voiceover and she got it.
Oh, wow. What's it called?
It's called Elephants Without Borders. And, you know, look, it's probably their cause. Who knows? Anyway, according to The Sun, which is a British tabloid, they're calling it Megxit 2. It's stunned and horrified members of the royal family who had hoped that they would eventually return to Britain. Prince Charles, Harry's dad, tested positive for COVID-19. The Queen and already ailing Prince Philip, who is 98 years old. That's the Queen's husband. They are in self-isolation. I'm sure that sucks.
It looks like it's going to be streaming on Disney Plus starting April 3rd.
Oh, so it is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So congratulations on them doing business in the receiving line at, you know, the red carpet line and on the royal pressure to... It would be lovely if you'd put my wife in that. She's really good at talking.
My opinion of that has changed. I mean, it worked.
She talked me right out of my country.
She got the gig, so good
yeah,
for
she
her.
Did.
I think he said something like, you know, she's done a lot of voiceover work before. But then some sources were showing what she has done for voiceover work, and it was only a commercial for some product.
Yeah, I think we talked mm-hmm. about that. I can't remember. It was a couple months ago. Anyway, good for her. Good for both of them. This is funny. This is just funny, and I'm going to tell it to you because it has nothing to do with coronavirus. Britney Spears, this is on Wednesday. She was on Instagram, and she said that she ran the 100-meter dash in under 6 seconds. She captioned it, "Ran my first 5, with a screenshot of a stopwatch timer displaying 5.97 seconds. "Getting over your fear of pushing it in the beginning is key. Once I did that, I hit 5. Usually I run 6 or 7. My first try was 9, and now I did it. Whoop, 100-meter dash." One user pointed out that Usain Bolt, who is the current world record holder with 9.58 seconds, does not run the... Turns out Britney Spears is faster than Usain Bolt, which is, you know, great. And also, she just broke her foot less than 2 months ago. So, I mean, wow.
Whoopsie you. Think that I'm sent from above. Oh, okay. Baby, thinking of you keeps me on my...
It clearly has some real breath control.
So from the stage to apparently running in the Summer Olympics?
Yes. Well, unfortunately for her, while she's at her peak game, they've just been postponed.
Oh, too bad, Brittany.
I know. This just... So what, did she run the 40? Like, I mean, what did she do here? Like, where is she getting the... who cares? It's
well, you know what? So I'm trying to think because I don't really watch a lot of the draft stuff.
Yeah.
But I think the 40 is the one that they use as a baseline run for those dudes.
Right.
And they run in the 4 and 5 second range. And a 4.2, I think, is just blazing for that particular 40-yard dash. So maybe that is what she did. I don't even think she's that fast.
I mean, I've seen her. She's not. Let's face it. I mean,
What did you say? Under 6 seconds? I don't know.
5.97.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, let her live in her little Britney world. I don't even know why we would. No one should correct her. Just let her have it. Just
well, so you know, Reggie Bush,
he's yes,
running back. He runs 4.3 seconds for that 40-yard
for the 40.
She's as fast as Reggie Bush.
She's
pretty
amazing.
Incredible.
She's amazing.
I mean, she's actually faster than right because she's in the 100-yard.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh no, she's twice as fast as him. Right. She's like, I mean, Jesus, 40 yards. Look. She blinks and that's over.
I don't want to be mean to Brittany, okay? I know there are plenty of people who are fans
out there.
Leave her alone. But you just heard her singing and dancing, and she's a 100 millionaire from that.
Mm-hmm.
So for her, in her world, everything's gold.
Yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is show up and sing badly, and they pay me. Big money.
She's the Kim Jong-un of music. She hits a hole in run.
Entertaining.
Right.
Yes.
Leave her alone. Okay, what's coming up, Vinny?
I have some good news for you guys and some ways to get some free stuff right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.